Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. CNN worldwide president Jeff Zucker, the influential news executive who reshaped the cable network, abruptly announced his resignation and said he's stepping down effective immediately. With more, let's bring in our Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Canal. Ali, this is all tied to a deeper probe as part of a question into the Chris Cuomo scandal.
That's right, Karina. CNN has really dealt with quite a few controversies in recent months. Now we have Jeff Zucker resigning as a president of CNN and chairman of Warner Media's news and sports division. He wrote in a memo that he failed to disclose a consensual relationship that came up during an internal investigation into the conduct of Chris Cuomo. Cuomo was a former primetime anchor at CNN who was fired back in December over his involvement in aiding his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, during his sexual harassment scandal that ultimately led to his resignation last summer. The memo that Zucker released reads in part, quote, "As part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I have worked with for more than 20 years. I acknowledge the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong. As a result, I am resigning today." Now, the relationship in question is one Zucker had with Allison Gullis. She is executive vice president and chief marketing officer at CNN. She also once served as communications director to Andrew Cuomo. So a few ties there with the Cuomo brothers. She will be keeping her job at this time, but she was also potentially rumored as a very possible successor to Zucker. Zucker had been at CNN for 9 years. He was heavily involved with the creation of CNN Plus, the streaming service that the company will be launching this spring. The scandal also comes at a time when Warner Media is about to be spun off, merged with Discovery. Zucker was very chummy with David Zaslav, the CEO at Discovery. In fact, Zucker called him the best friend that anyone could ever want. So there was a big expectation there that Zucker was going to take on a more expanded role after that merger. So this definitely throws a lot of things into question at a time when CNN is clearly going through a ton of changes at this point.
Yeah, really pivotal time for them. I know they've got their streaming service in their back pocket waiting to launch that as well. So, I mean, look, the leadership there was taken off guard. They're scrambling to find a replacement. Any word on who will get the top spot there? And do you think they're going to look outside the organization, Allie?
So Jason Kilar, the head of Warner Media, just announced that CNN will have not one, not two, but three interim co-heads. That will be Michael Bass, Amy Entelis, and Ken Jouts. While a search for a permanent leader to succeed Zucker is still ongoing, Kilar said that these three interim co-heads are expected to lead, quote, through the close of the pending transaction with Discovery. As you were saying, clearly this was a bombshell announcement. CNN's Brian Stelter saying that the network was stunned by the news. So I don't even think a potential permanent replacement is even on the radar right now. I think it could be a possibility that they'll look outside of the organization. But I think right now things are just a little bit messy. They're just trying to scramble, get someone in there at the moment. And clearly they think three people need to be there to do the job. So I am curious to see who they'll eventually choose for that permanent role. But right now, I don't think they're even close to making that decision.
Right, right. Now, they definitely need some time to digest all of this. I mentioned that streaming service. I know that it was supposed to launch in January. It sounds like it's going to be more like the spring of this year now. Have you heard anything at all, Allie?
Yeah, it is expected to launch officially around the spring. Of course, that's going to be entering a very competitive market as we have Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus. So we'll see how CNN does with that. I know they are recruiting a lot of their top anchors to be involved in some of the programming there, have also hired a lot of new faces. So, you know, right now, if you're at CNN, if you're working there, your mind is sort of spinning, right? I mean, there's just so much news that has happened and so much change that has happened at the organization. I'm sure we're still going to get more information about this internal investigation into Chris Cuomo. Clearly we have Zucker stepping down. Could there be more people, more executives that are going to make announcements coming up? It's just something to keep an eye on. And Zucker was one of the most influential people in the media business. So it's something that, you know, especially in our industry, we're we're paying very close attention to.
Yep, absolutely. Alexandra Canal, thank you so much. A lot of colleagues blindsided by this one. We'll leave it there. More to come, I'm sure.